This Sunday, again, we think about graduates, all right? And we think about what that means in our lives. And there's one short scripture verse that, again, makes us think about life and living life as students of God and as graduates as we go through life step by step. And again, that scripture comes from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. 2 Timothy 3, verse 14, where it says this, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it." And again, I'm going to read it. "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have been convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it." You know, many people, when it comes to school and it comes to graduation and all the things that go hand in hand, have different opinions of what exactly takes place. Or as they talk about it, as one person talking to another, talking about his college experience, said, "Well, my college turned out some great people." And the person he was talking to said, "Well, when did you graduate?" And the gentleman looked at him and said, "I didn't graduate, I was turned out." All right? Again, for some of us, education is a thing that is easy. For some of us, it's a thing that is difficult. And for many of us, it's somewhere in between. But the truth is, it happens to all of us. It all takes place, whether it be formal education, whether it be the school of hard knocks, whether it be Sunday school, or whether it be a spiritual journey of your own. It all takes place in our lives. Or the young boy who walked to his teacher's desk after an exam and after he'd gotten it back, and there was a big red-lettered F at the top of his paper. He walked up to his teacher's desk and he kind of slid it on the desk. The teacher said, "Can I help you?" And he says, "You better change this." And the teacher kind of looked at him and said, "Well, what do you mean?" I said, "I'm just telling you, you better change this." He said, "Well, why do you think I should change it?" He said, "Well," he said, "my dad said that if I bring home another one of these, somebody's going to get a beating." Obviously, the school of hard knocks. All of us get educated. But John Adams said this, and it said it best. There's two types of education. Two types of education. One teaches us how to make a living. The other teaches us how to live. Again, John Adams, two types of education. One teaches us how to make a living. The other teaches us how to live. And this morning, I would like to focus on that school. How is it that we should live? How is it that God intends us to live and us to become graduates every day, every month, and learn and grow in the world in which we live? How is it that we learn to live life? Well, really, there's two ways to look at it, and it's pretty simple. There are required classes, and there are elective classes. Sound familiar? There are required classes and there are elective classes. Or let's begin with those core curriculum classes that all of us have to take. Those required classes. And it begins with this simple one. That is life. Life. We're all sitting here this morning and we're all worshiping God and we're singing together. We all have the gift and the breath of life within us. It's a required class. We're here now, breathing air. We are alive. It is a required class. We're born into this earth with a purpose and with a plan that God has. And just like these graduates this morning stood before us, and as they grow older, they slowly define who they're going to be and who God is asking them to be. A master's in education, business, general education, engineering, you name it. they develop a plan of who God wants them to be, and they hopefully are aware of their gifts and abilities that are God-given, their living life. And each of us, when we think about the education that teaches us to live, have to understand you have been given a gift. It says in Scripture, Psalm 139, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Talks in Jeremiah 29:11, God's plan for your life. And each of us need to in some way embrace and grasp the fact that God has a plan for us. Now again, it seems so blatant when you look at graduates and they're moving ahead and they're thinking about, again, those careers. But each of us here has a plan. Now maybe it's changing, or maybe it has changed. Maybe suddenly it's no longer school, but it is a career. Maybe it's no longer a career, but it's retirement. Maybe it's no longer retirement, but again, it's those golden years. And so often when we get those stages in life, we start to say, well, I'm done learning. I'm done growing. I'm done doing what I've done. I used to be a great Sunday school teacher. I used to be really involved. I used to. Well, folks, when it comes to that school that teaches about living life, all right, and when we hear the word of God, you have been given a gift of life, not just to sit on your behind and do nothing. I don't know what God is asking of you today, but God is definitely asking you something here and now in this time, because you have life. And that is a requirement. And that requirement is celebrating what God is doing and not wasting the time that we have been given. That's a required class. But there's one that goes right along with it. There's one that goes right along with it that is that kind of bookend. One that we don't like to talk about, but one that happens to each of us. And the other required class is death. The fact that along with life comes that death. That separation from this world that we know, and a movement, hopefully a graduation, to eternity. And we may not like to talk about it, and we may not like to discuss it, and we may not like to think about it, but folks, you need to take the class. We all are going to need to take it. We're all going to need to do the work, and we're all going to find out whether or not we do it well or not. And it's a very strange thing for me to be standing here, but I can tell you, I've watched people who have died well. And I've watched people who have died not so well. And for me, that common thread that runs through it is a faith and a belief and a presence in Christ in their life. Knowing that God had a plan for that life, and knowing that God has a plan for that death. And today, do you know that plan when that class comes? When you get that little piece of paper from the registrar and you see algebra, English, history, death. It is a required class for each of us. And again, how are we as we think about that class? Now, some of you would say, well, there's one other required class. And that would be life, death, and taxes. Guess what? That's in the Bible too. I'm not talking about it this morning, all right? But the truth of the matter is, as we seek to have an education that teaches us how to live, two required classes, life and death, are we living it? And are we aware of that mortality of it? But then we have some elective courses. Now, before I go there, did anybody happen to see the news article about the teacher that gave a commencement address that was entitled, "You're Not So Special"? Did anybody see that? You did, Chris, yeah. It was really interesting to me Because this teacher gets up there and talks to all these graduates and says, you know what? You aren't special. And he went through some statistics that I found interesting. He said, just so you know, this year there are 3.2 million seniors in high school. 3.2 million seniors in high school. So you know what? You seniors, you are not special. And by the way, there are 37,000 high school valedictorians. 37,000. You are not special. 37,000 class presidents. You are not special. Over 300,000 certified jocks, athletes. You are not special. 2.1 million UGG boots in high schools around the country. 2.1 million UGG boots. You are not special. And then he went on to say this, and this is the one that got me. If you say to yourself, I am one in a million. My child, one in a million. That's right. Special. Well, in a world of 6.8 billion, there would be 7,000 of them. You are not special. Now, I read the article. I still don't quite understand his point. But my point this morning is, you know what? You are special. But that specialness, just like in school, becomes defined in what is the elective courses. You've taken the core curriculum. You've taken the required classes. You understand life and death. But that definition of who you are comes into, and that special nature of who God has created you comes in the elective courses. Do you remember going through school and you went through the little books and you went through the little handouts and you looked and you read the little paragraph about what each class was and you're like, oh, which one should I take? And you picked them out and suddenly you started to find out what your passion was. You found out what you were good at. Suddenly you found yourself gravitating towards mathematics or English, or maybe it was vo-tech and maybe it was woodworking or steel or who knows, but it's the elective courses that become the defining moment in who you are, and you are somebody. Well, as we seek an education that teaches us about how to live life, there are a few elective courses that we need to decide which we want to take. First is this. Are you going to take the lost or the found? Jesus came for those who are lost so that they might be found. Or as one person put it, nature forms us, sin deforms us, school informs us, and Christ transforms us. Nature forms us, sin deforms us, school informs us, Christ transforms us. Here's the elective. First one, do you want to be lost or do you want to be found? It's an elective course. It's one in which Jesus speaks, God walks with you, God knocks on the door, but which will you choose? 101, I'm lost, I don't care, or 101, I'm found, I'm a child of God. Understanding that elective choice, again, teaches us how we are going to live our life. One that is in lostness, one that is in foundness. One that has hope and possibilities. One that says this is all there is. The first elective, lost or found. The second elective, carnal or spiritual. Carnal or spiritual. Or another way to put it is flesh or spirit. How are you going to live your life? Is this all there is? I mean, Malia, you're going to go and you're going to take psychology. Psychology is going to tell you, guess what? This is all there is. Physical. Flesh. There is no spirit. And yet I can stand before you, Malia, and say to you that dealing with all the folks that I've dealt with, seeing all that I've seen as a pastor, there is a spirit. And that spirit is alive in some people and it's dead in some people. And God wants to be living within us. But it's an elective. Do you want just the material? Just the flesh? Or is there a piece of you that is spiritual, that is connected with that Holy Spirit? And right along with that elective comes book smart or book smart. Are you going to fill your life with logic or with logos? With logic, which is, again, only math, only science, there is no God? Or logos, which is the living word of God, which says, I've created all things. And there is math and there is science, but it's within the context of my creation. Which is it that you will choose? Book smart or book, the holy word of God smart? That in all things that it intends to teach is inerrant. That is that book that can bring us to a point of living life rather than just making a living. Again, elective, lost or found, carnal or spiritual, book smart or book smart. And probably the biggest one of all, will we be people who live by God's will or our will? Will we be people who say, it's all about me? I'm the one who's gotten through school. I'm the one who's going to graduate. I'm the one who's going to be successful. Wow, look at me. I'm the valedictorian. I'm the amazing jock. I'm the class president. Or is it about the fact that God has brought you into this world and given you gifts and abilities, and it's to God who gets the glory? We are not supermen. We are not superwomen. We are creations of the Almighty, given breath so that we might become who God intends us to be, who has graciously gifted us to be, and in that the world can be changed. Is it God's will or is it our will as we live life on this earth? Again, we value that Superman image. I read a story as I was thinking about graduation, and it was about a teacher who had a little accident, and during that accident messed up their back and was given one of these big, they call them, I think, turtle shells. And so it's big plastic kind of casted, molded thing, and they strap it on you, and you kind of walk around a little tight. Well, you know, so he was kind of rehabbing, but he was still teaching, and he was asked to go to a kind of rough school in the inner city of town, and he hadn't been there before. He was a little concerned, and it was towards the end of the year, but they needed somebody to kind of reel this class in. They thought he was the person, and so he walks into that room, and he sees that these kids are tough. These kids want to challenge him at every turn. Not sure what's going on, but he's going to stick it out. And as he's trying and as he's working at it, it just doesn't seem to be going anywhere. Until one day when it was hot, like it's going to be hot today, without the air conditioning in the rooms like you can imagine, with all the windows open and all the fans going, he was becoming irritated because he couldn't connect. He was becoming irritated and frustrated, and suddenly his tie and blowing around in the fan, and reached around to his desk, held down his tie, and he took the stapler and he stapled it 3 times onto his shirt. And he said from that point on, those kids never gave him a lick of problem. We really like supermen. But I got news for you. To live life as a superman, eventually they break. And that elective is saying, you know what, it's about God and God's will, and it's not about me and my strength. So folks, this morning, all of us are still in school. And again, we're in that school that John Adams talks about. It's not about making a living, it's about how to live. And have we made it through those required classes? Do we understand life and death? And are we on that road to choosing those electives? Lost or found, carnal, spiritual, book smart or book smart, and knowing that it's God's will and not our will. When you think about life and you think about graduation and when you think about moving on, think about this. If we live roughly to be that 70, as Bible says, remember this. In that time frame, we have slept for 24 years. 24 years out of 70, 80, we sleep. 14 of them we work. 8 of them we play. 6 years we eat. Thought that was interesting. I might have eaten 7 years, I'm not sure. 5 years we drive. 4 years we talk. For some of us, maybe 8 years, all right? 3 years we're sick. And for only 3 years do we study and or read and learn. Folks, all of us as we live our life should be studying and reading and praying and asking God for wisdom and guidance as to how to live life, not how to make a living, but how to live